Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Chen was unwittingly present during a drug bust. Chen appeals his conviction of one count conspiracy to possess with the intent to distribute methamphetamines because the evidence was insufficient. The district court also erred by giving the jury a deliberate ignorance instruction. Chen was present when Huang and Tsai, who are from China, were apprehended by law enforcement. Chen took certain actions that were helpful to them, but Chen did not know that there were drugs.
Who was driving the car?
it varied. Most of the time, it was being driven by Mr. Huang. There were two cars, by Mr. Huang, and the other one was driven by Mr. Tsai. Mr. Chen drove, they were under surveillance, and they went to a dead-end road and turned around, and Mr. Chen was, at that time, driving.
How old is Mr. Chen? I couldn't find in the record. How old is Mr. Chen, and how old are Mr. Wang and Mr. Kai?
Actually, I'm not sure how old he is, but I think somewhere in his late 40s.
Mr. Chen is?
Yes. And along with Huang and Tsai.
And is there any indication of what Mr. Chen thought they were doing?
No.
I've spent a good deal of time in Saipan.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of places to go.
No. And he had actually arrived on Saipan several days earlier and was staying with his girlfriend and some other friends. And the hotel was owned by Mr. Huang's family. And Mr. Huang stopped by the hotel because he had to pick up a SIM card for his cell phone. And they had chatted before, so he knew that Chen was there. And he thought, well, you know, I'll go with my cousin in the car and show him a little bit of Saipan. They did drop off a car. Also, Huang's parents, not besides owning a hotel, also own a car rental place. And Huang and Mr. Chen did drop off another car at another hotel. And then and that was about 1 hour later before they actually got busted. So
can I ask you a question? If we're supposed to take the facts in the light most favorable to the prosecution, which is what we're supposed to do at this point, but just take, I guess, some of these facts let me ask you what are we to make of them? Because it looks like Mr. Chen rented a vehicle at Huang's request.
Yes.
And then Chen picked up Huang after Huang dropped off the Mazda, which is the vehicle in which Tsai would later place the drugs.
Yes.
Taken just these facts, I guess, in the light most favorable to the prosecution, is it not possible to infer that Mr. Chen had agreed or intended to assist in this conspiracy?
Well, the drugs were in a plastic bucket, which he never saw. He wasn't even present when the paint cans were picked up. He was with Mr. Huang some distance away.
Were they in the vehicle that he had rented at all?
Huang and yes. And they never used the word drugs. Huang actually testified that he purposefully didn't want his cousin to know because he was concerned that his cousin might say something to his mother, and he didn't want his mother to know that he was dealing with drugs.
But didn't Mr. Tsai indicate that the defendant, or his answer was a little bit more, I guess, inculpatory, wasn't it? I mean, didn't it make it he seemed to think that maybe perhaps Mr. Chen might have known?
Well, what he asked Huang, does Chen know what we're doing here? And Chen was not present. And Huang said, what good I do, I do. It's gibberish, but that's how it was translated. From that, you can draw an inference that Chen perhaps knows, but Chen didn't say, Huang didn't say, oh yeah, I told him. He just said, I do such bad things, he must know that I'm doing something bad. That's, in essence, what he said. He didn't say, oh, I told Chen. And
what's the best argument or what's the best case or cases for your position that there's insufficient evidence to sustain
Chen's conviction? The Clousey and Tram cases are very helpful because they were present during something similar when there was negotiating with about drugs, Tran, the person was actually in the car with the marijuana, and both of those cases, the court said no, there's insufficient evidence because being present during a drug deal without more isn't sufficient evidence. There's got to be some kind of indication that they were participating in it. And there's no evidence that Chen directly participated in it. And he drove a car part of the time. He loaned Huang his cell phone because Huang's cell phone stopped working. That's it. He didn't pick up the drugs. He didn't get any money. He was just there visiting with his cousin.
And did Mr. Chen lie, or when he was asked about the screen car? What's your argument on that?
Well, remember I said he helped drop off a car, and then about an hour passed. So the police pull him over. They get out of the car. He agrees to talk, and he's asked, where's the green car? It wasn't, where is the green Mazda? Where is the green car you were driving earlier? Because they were under surveillance this entire time. He said, what green car?
That's the only green car he used, though, on the island, right?
An hour before, for a very brief 2 or 3 minute drive. I mean, there's multiple interpretations to that. One is, if he was trying to hide, why would he talk to the police? But he didn't. He not only talked to the police, but he gave them permission to search his hotel room. And I see that I'm going to run out of time.
You want to reserve the balance? Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning again, Your Honors. Garth Backey on behalf of the United States. I don't have much to add to the brief that we've filed. We feel that it sufficiently addresses the arguments that have been raised and also those that have been raised today during oral arguments. But just to reiterate, the only issue here is the evidence related to this defendant's connection to an undisputed conspiracy. There are two. There was undoubtedly a conspiracy between Huang and Tsai. That's something that Appellant Chen does not even dispute. Despite his efforts, this is not a mere presence case. A defendant's presence at the scene of criminal activity is not sufficient by itself, but it is evidence.
But what about Clossy and is it Tram, I think? It seems like these cases are somewhat comparable.
Somewhat comparable. If I could, the difference between those cases primarily is that in this case there is evidence of intentional participation.
What is that?
The moving or the helping of the placement of the drop car, I mean, that car is
But was there ever any evidence that Chen knew the, I mean, they never talked about drugs or, you know, were any kind of explicit reference regarding drugs, was there?
No, there's no evidence of that, Your Honor.
So what's, when you say the drop car, what, I mean...
That car was placed on purpose. I mean, before they go pick up the drugs, they place that green Mazda at a hotel far away from the scene. And when they pick it up, they go straight to the car, they put it in the back, and they immediately leave. So there was obviously, I mean, it's certainly reasonable to infer that that was integral to their plan, to get that bucket, put it in the car, leave it, pick it up later. Chen helps that car be dropped off with Huang. And then to follow up on what Mr. Baines was saying, after they pick up the bucket, which they believe contains drugs, they go immediately to the drop car. Chen is present as they enter the hotel parking lot, which only has one entry. It's a circular parking lot. And so they drive right past the green car. Sai gets out, puts the bucket in. They then drive together in tandem away from the scene. Within minutes, they're arrested. So they're arrested within minutes of dropping it off in the green car. Chen's asked, what about the green car? He says, what green car? The keys of the green car are in the center console of the car that Chen is driving. So it's a pretty important and, I would say, calculated false exculpatory statement. So I don't believe that was present in those cases either. But we also have coordination, which this court has recognized on numerous occasions, is strong evidence or strong circumstantial proof of an agreement. There was coordination prior to the arrival of all parties on Saipan. There was coordination before Chen was picked up.
When you say coordination, I saw that. I just wondered if there's another way to characterize all of these actions, because that you point to it. The record shows that Chen brought his plane ticket on his own while Huang and Kai were purchased together, right? It's not that they were all three purchased together, correct?
Right.
All right. Chen arrived in Saipan separately, and then Chen arrived days before Huang and Kai. Chen was staying at a separate hotel from Huang and Kai, and Chen was traveling with a group of his friends, I mean, at least allegedly, and was not necessarily in Saipan to see Huang and Kai, and I think there was evidence in his hotel room of tourist information, so I'm just trying to figure out, when you say coordination, normally when we see coordination, all three, especially in a case like this where you don't have any clear evidence that the defendant knew about the drugs, the coordination's a little more different.
True,
more compelling.
Perhaps. And again, those are perhaps evidence that is in his favor but was rejected by the jury or not taken into account. And again, the inferences must be drawn in the government's favor at this point in time. But the coordination that we're talking about is Chen's hotel reservation was made by Huang's wife, who Sai testified was one of the masterminds of this plan. And what I think is perhaps most important, there's numerous phone calls between Chen and Huang and Huang's wife in the days leading up. The day before Huang arrives, Chen sends him a message and gives him a local phone number to reach him when he arrives. What I think is most important is when Huang arrives, he gets straight to it. They arrive, they go to the hotel, and they're out. They're driving over Saipan, and within, I would say, 2 hours of arriving on Saipan, they pick up Chen. In the middle of all of the activity surrounding the pickup, I mean, they're renting cars, Huang is showing Sai the routes of Saipan, how to look out for law enforcement, and then Chen is picked up.
Where's the evidence that Huang was shown how to look out for law enforcement? Or what was, remind me. Sai's testimony that said,
Huang showed me around where to go, where the warehouse was, and reminded me to always look behind me and be careful.
And they were driving in a...
And Chen was in the car? I'm sorry.
Chen was not in the car.
Well, so then where... I'm sorry. I'm trying to connect Chen to this.
They get to, for lack of a better expression, they get to work immediately.
They being?
Sai and Huang. They fly into Saipan, and off they go. They rent the cars, they drive around. Huang shows Sai where the warehouse is, tells him the routes that we'll be taking, shows him Stanford Hotel.
Chen, let's focus on Chen.
Okay.
And Chen, what would show his knowledge and intent regarding this conspiracy?
Well, I think it's reasonable for the jury to infer that he was told what was going on through these conversations with Huang beforehand. He has numerous conversations with the two masterminds of the conspiracy before they arrive.
How many conversations?
I think it was 14 phone calls in China. And one message the day before arrival saying, here's the number you can reach me at. Then there's the coordination afterwards where Chen rents the car at Huang's instruction. He's present when the green car is, that's another fact I forgot. Chen is present when the green car is rented. He was sitting outside in the car with Huang. They then go to the hotel. They call the shipping company. Huang gets a little upset. So he's present where all of these events are unfolding.
Do you have a question?
Sorry.
Okay, I guess I'm just trying to reconcile our precedent, especially in light of a couple of these cases, this Clossy case, and I think it's Rascone. But, you know, it seems like there are types of facts that support a permissible inference that, you know, that you're pointing to, but our precedent says that permissible inferences does not meet the government's beyond a reasonable doubt burden. I think it was Ramos Rascone, and so just merely suggestive is not enough for a rational juror to conclude beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant was engaged in wrongdoing rather than innocent behavior. So I guess, you know, some of these incidences that you point to could be innocent behavior on the part of Chen, and I'm just trying to figure out what's your best evidence to show that, you know, he had knowledge, especially in light of Clausi and Ramos-Rascone, where in those cases, like in Ramos-Rascone, the defense were present for multiple meetings between the conspirators and appeared to be serving as lookouts. Here, Chen's just not as directly implicated from what I can see, but that's what I wanted to ask you.
So just Clausi, Ramos-Rascone, almost all of the cases cited by appellant, except for Tran, the government argues, have been overruled either because they required an overt act or because they looked at possible innocent explanations of behavior, which is now overruled and not permissible. And so we cannot go into that analysis anymore. We cannot say, oh, but there is this alternative explanation. That's not the standard anymore, and that was clearly the standard in Clausi and Ramos-Rascone.
But in Clausi, the facts were, and check me if I'm wrong, where the defendant actually informed the co-conspirators about an undercover DEA agent in that case, and in Ramos-Rascone, the defense were present for multiple meetings. I'm just trying to figure out how you distinguish those cases from this case here in terms of Chen and what was, you know, the evidence that was most compelling against him.
You know,
you acknowledge that he was never told about drugs.
No, I believe that it's reasonable to infer that he was told by drugs by Huang based on the evidence as well as Huang's statement, what good do I do? He must know.
Well,
and if anyone were to tell him, it would be Huang.
Yeah, so but what good do I do? He must know.
If he speaks in vagaries, Huang is the one that would tell him. And so it's a yes or no.
But he's assuming that maybe Chen knows. Isn't he?
Huang's the mastermind, so he knows it's a yes or no. It's not a maybe.
Why didn't he say yes in response to that question?
That's how he just delivered the message that particular time, Your Honor. Just to highlight our biggest points, which none of the cases that cited by the defendant have. Here we have coordination. We would phrase as coordination. We have presence during highly suspicious activity. We have a false exculpatory statement. And most important, we have participation. None of the cases cited by defendant had all of those things that we just listed. So that would be our position, Your Honor.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
It's important to know that not only did Huang say Chen didn't know, Tsai said, I don't know if he knows. So if there was all this coordination that the government is talking about, why wouldn't Chen, I mean, why wouldn't Tsai know? And with Huang, he actually, the government, he refused to testify for the government. He told the government that Chen wasn't in on this, so the government took away his plea agreement, and he got sentenced to a much greater term. And why he had every reason to testify against Chen. So why wouldn't he? If Chen really knew, why wouldn't he? And he didn't. And there is no direct evidence.
Do you have 13 more seconds? Do you have anything?
Just one other point. The government says, it was all coordinated. If you go to visit a strange country and your cousin's family is there and owns a hotel and owns a car rental, wouldn't you go to that hotel? Especially if your cousin's going to come over and visit you later? Where else would you go? Yes, he stayed at the hotel. And why wouldn't the other two stay at the same hotel? Well, because he didn't want his mom to know.
All right.
I see I'm out of time.
Thank you both very much for your arguments and presentation today. The case of United States versus Chen is now submitted. That concludes our calendar for this morning. Thank you all very much. We'll be in recess. Thank you.